Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too. So happy to have you back for another episode of the podcast. Today we're going to be doing a reflection of Luke 17. We're going to be looking at 8 verses in this passage, the story of Jesus when he healed the 10 lepers. And this is a short little story, but there's a lot of good theology in here. And I'm hoping that during our time with this passage, we will slow down a little bit and we will think through each section of this in a way that allows us to really communicate with God what's going on in our lives right now, as well as what we need from Him. And I think that these slower paced reflections are important to do every so often, because it's easy to start approaching God's Word like a textbook. And it is true that we can do great study and use lots of good study methods to unpack it. But ultimately, it is really part of a conversation where God is showing us what He wants, and then He wants us to talk to Him about it. And so when we do these reflection times where we take a passage and we ask questions in our hearts about our response to this text, we give God an opportunity to really help us see this text in a fresh way, but also in a way that's more personal than we might have seen it without slowing down and asking these questions. So every so often I like to do one of these, and we're going to do one today. We've just wrapped up a big series and we're kind of shifting into some different teaching in the weeks to come, and I thought this would be a nice little break in the middle of these things. So here's how this works. If you have not listened to one of these before, I am going to read the entire passage through, and then I'm going to read it again. And in between all of those verses, I'm going to pause at various times and ask you to consider certain things. And I want you to take a few moments and do that. Because everyone needs less or more time to process. Some people need less, some people need more, some people need a very little bit, and others might want a longer time. I do these in a way that only leaves a very short, brief window, and I would encourage you just to pause the player that you're listening to, whether you're using your phone or laptop or something to listen to the podcast. Just hit pause when I pause and do your reflection time, and then go back and just hit play again when you're ready to start back up again. That way you can take as long as you need, and you don't feel like I'm rushing you, or you kind of lose your momentum because it's too long of a time. That way you can just pick the amount of time that you need for each of these pauses. The other thing that may be helpful for you is to print out the show notes ahead of time. A lot of times I tell people, go to the show notes if there's something you want to look up, a quote I maybe used or a reference. But in this instance, having them right in front of you as you do this might be helpful. The passage is printed out in its entirety in the show notes, and the questions that I'm going to be guiding you through are printed out there as well. That way, if you kind of begin praying in the midst of this time and you forget what one of the questions was you were supposed to be answering, you can just refer to it in the show notes, and you won't have to try to remember or back the podcast back up to hear what was said a few moments previously. So I'm going to give you a couple seconds to get settled. I'd like you to find a comfortable spot, a place where you can sit comfortably, where you're not don't sit on your legs or your feet. Maybe your feet will fall asleep or something. Make sure you're sitting straight up in a chair. Be comfortable. You might get a little cool. Maybe have a blanket nearby. And we're just going to have a couple of moments of silence to get ready for this before we start reading in Luke chapter 17. Luke 17:11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Imagine for a moment that you are one of these lepers. You live as an outcast. Your disease terrifies others, and it has robbed you of your family, friendships, income, home, stability, and a future. What are you feeling in those moments and days before Jesus arrives? On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." As Jesus enters this village, the lepers cry out to him for mercy. Imagine their desperation and hope that he will come to them and show them mercy. As you feel their desperation, turn now to your own life. While it's unlikely you have leprosy, there are broken places in your life that have made you feel just as hopeless, just as afraid, and just as abandoned as those lepers. Take a moment and list those things that are burdens in your life. Name them one by one in prayer to God. Now turn to Jesus in the same hope and desperation and ask for his mercy. What do you want to tell him about your burdens? And what do you want him to do? When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. As Jesus saw these lepers, he sent them to the priest to be examined, and as they went, they were healed. Often God is willing to heal us, to heal our broken places, but we have to cooperate with him in faith and obedience. In what areas might he be asking you to increase your faith? In what areas do you need to act in obedience right now before healing or rescue has come? Spend a few moments considering those questions. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Before he went to the priest for examination and confirmation of his healing, one man turned back to Jesus in gratitude. What can you be praising God for now? As we end this reflection time, I asked you to list each burden, the ones you listed at the beginning of this time. And I want you to visually, just in your mind, place it in your hands and hold it up to Jesus. And then praise him for all he will do in that situation. And thank him for the healing he will bring. Do this for each burden, acknowledging your faith in what God will do in his time to bring healing and rescue. As you close out this reflection, I encourage you to sit down and write a short summary of this prayer time in your journal or maybe in the margins of your Bible in Luke 17. As God brings healing to your wounds and relief for your burdens, come back to this summary and add notes as a reminder of God's faithfulness and power. God is a God who heals. And whatever brokenness is in your life right now that needs healing, you can trust him. You can bring those things to him and you can release them to him. And you can offer up praise for all the good that he will do in your life. I pray a blessing on you this week. So let's close and just spend just a second praying together. Father, each person listening to this podcast, whether they listen to it now as we post it this week or whether they're listening to it months or even years in the future, I pray that you in a special way would heal their broken places, these areas in which they are afraid, the areas in which they feel abandoned or lost, where they feel an outcast, those things that have harmed them, have taken away or robbed their relationships and their future. I pray, Lord, that you would heal these things. I pray that as they listen, as they reflect on these passages, they would be filled with joy and praise because of the good things that you're doing in their lives. And Lord, it's so easy to miss them. I pray that you would help us to see them clearly, that we would recognize your hand at work, and that we would continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. That sacrifice of praise says that, yes, it's difficult sometimes, and yes, there is darkness in this world, and yes, I face trouble, and sometimes I'm afraid, and sometimes I'm an outcast, and sometimes I'm abandoned. But there is always hope in you. And you will never leave me or forsake me. God, we thank you for all the good that you will do and all of the bad that is wrought in this world. We know that you are a God who redeems everything. And so we ask that you do that in a mighty and powerful way in the lives of each person who reflects on these verses through this podcast. I pray that your hand will be mighty in their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing list, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.